John Tard is here from the Three Tards.
Yeah.
He wants to sing a song, but he can't because it's too rude.
Yeah, it is a bit crude, yeah, isn't it?
It's gross. It's got references to Todd.
It's rude.
It's you and Todd in a steam bath and stuff going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on with Todd and I. You know, and him and I have a history. So.
What a memorable night that was, though. You and I in the steam bath and all the goings on.
So you have a new album out called Crystal Balls.
Yes, it's a great new album.
Yeah, it is. Now, your band, The Three Tards, is yourself, Mike Tard, Gus Tard, and Fox Tard.
That's right.
And yourself, John Tard. And you brought your wife. What's her name?
Yes, I brought my wife, Louise, with me today.
Louise Tard.
She wanted to meet you guys, Louise Tard.
Mrs. Tard.
Nice to meet you, Mrs. Tard. Any little tards at home?
No, no tardlets.
Now, you actually got a lot of press over this year. You're a big independent band. And how do you describe music? Dirty, greasy, heavy, hard.
Well, I don't know. Did you guys listen to the other CD?
Yeah. We can't play any of the songs on the air, as you well know.
Well, there's some stuff on the
because of the foul language and the references
to
bum play.
Some of the stuff down if we could. But, you know.
You can't, can you?
No, it's very difficult. Very difficult.
Now, when's your next show?
We play this weekend. We got our CD release for this album comes out, and we're playing at the Cathedral on Saturday, December 3rd.
How appropriate.
And it's going to be absolutely crazy. So,
what's the tour called that you're going to do?
We don't have a tour for this one.
But I notice your posters and your T-shirts have funny names.
Yeah, they do. Well, this was originally it was the Sodomy Road Tour, but we had to change that because all our grandmothers, our mothers, and our sisters were crying about it. So.
Right. They didn't like that John Tard. John Tard was taking the dirty back roads.
No,
right?
They didn't.
How does
like
Louise
that?
Feel about it, though?
How does Louise Tard? Yeah, is she cool with it?
Lou, how do you feel about it?
Well, what? Nothing surprised. That would surprise me.
Just a sweet woman.
Yeah, she's so nice.
It's so interesting.
So if you have any physical ailments, bring them to her attention.
Right. How did Grandma Tard feel about Sodomy Road?
Grandma Tard didn't like Sodomy Road too much, and she was crying profusely, so I assumed that there was some sort of history there of some sort.
Ah.
Yeah, your grandma's awesome, bud.
Okay, so how can people get more information in the album?
Well, they can go to thethreetards.com if they want, or they could come out and see us on Saturday. It's going to be absolutely crazy. We got people flying in from all over Canada just to see the show. So,
oh, cool.
It's going to be really interesting. So, and look for us in Now Magazine this Thursday and the Toronto Sun and getting some good press finally. It's tough to get it with a band named The Three Tards. But
it is, yeah.
I like the name.
We're doing it the hard
way.
Hey,
I tell you something, though. I did the Bare Naked Ladies. Same thing happened to them back in the day, and look what happened to them.
Yeah, I know. I remember driving around with their cassette. Remember their cassette?
Yeah, your little yellow cassette.
Yeah,
I have
yellow
that at
cassette.
Home, yeah.
So, and I love them now. So, they got a similar sense of humor, really, just not as over the top as us.
Yeah,
not as much swear words.
Yes, not as much swear. No references to backdoor loving.
No, and a couple of lines on that album is, you know, we missed our turn, but that's okay because we like the dirt road better anyway.
I was just going to read that line, John. Yeah. I really was.
There's another song on there called Rooming House Blues that has my favorite line of all time. It's about living in a rooming house, and the line is, every time I use my toothbrush, it's already wet. So I like that line, too.
All right, look for them. Go to thethreetards.com.
Thank you so much, guys. We love
Anytime.
The show.
Oh, thanks, brother.
Thanks, see,
you look at him, and you look like, hey, that guy may kill me or steal something from my house. Yeah. One of the nicest guys in the world. He's been married. He's been with his wife for years and years and years, and she seems to be okay with the whole thing.
Yeah. She seems to be incredibly normal
Louise
compared
Tard.
To Mr. Tard here.
Yeah.
Wild, isn't it? The balance. The balance continues.
Yeah, that's right. 7:55, time now for, by the way,